Hello and welcome back to the Road Trip Playlist Podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Darrow. This week we have a really exciting interview with the band Dwellers. Dwellers is one of the biggest up-and-comers in the alt-pop genre. I found them back during the pandemic on a random TikTok and have been in love with them ever since. I wanted to have them on for an interview like 2 years ago and never sent anything, never reached out. And luckily now they're in their first tour. They came through New York City and played their first show outside of California. And we got to be there for their show at Babies All Right. And they came to our studio. We did a photo shoot with them. Make sure to check it out at roadtripplaylist.com and see the full interview, the full photo gallery. And yeah, but it's really fun. I think you'll enjoy this interview. It's fun to listen to them about how they came to be. They've known each other their whole life. They played on the same basketball team in seventh grade. They were kind of acquaintances all through high school, and then when college came around and they decided to be roommates, that kind of changed the course of their life. I think it caused them, they started a duo and this music project called Dwellers off of like a common bond, and Joey helped Bren find a way to express himself through music and taught him to play his first chords. And now it's crazy to see how far they've come and see them play a sold out show at Babies All Right in Brooklyn. And it's a fun listen. It's fun to see the friendship that they have and what they're able to create with their friendship. And I think it's really artistic. I think it's really beautiful. I'm excited for you to listen. Stay tuned for the full interview after a quick word from our sponsors. Yeah, thank you both for being with me. Could you say your name so that like people can tell the difference?
Yeah, okay. Hello, my name is Bren Iceman. Do I see what I do?
No, we know what you do. We know what you do.
Okay. Hello, my name is Joey Spurgeon.
Well, Bren, Joey, I'm glad that you're here with me. This is the Road Trip Playlist Podcast. Your latest song, Dividends, you said, and I agree that it sounds like a road trip, and it does. And so I like the first question I start out with is, what's on your road trip playlist? What songs are you listening to, and which one do you play?
All we got. Kids by Current Joys.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of some camp songs.
Okay, camp's perfect for
Pink and White, Frank Ocean.
Fog Lake. Do you know Fog Lake?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
We love Fog Lake.
Well, and that's, I probably don't know them as you. I know they're on a playlist of mine.
Okay. Fog Lake is so sick. So underrated. One of our favorites.
I won't say I'm an expert, but I feel like I'm like LeBron. Have you guys seen the latest clip of LeBron when he's talking about movies and they're like, they're like, what are you reading? And he's like, yeah, I read this book. Or he's like, he's on the barbershop show and he's like, someone's like, what's your favorite quote, a quote that changed your life? And someone's saying it and he's like, yeah, that's my favorite one. That's my favorite quote of all time. And it's like, you can tell he's lying. I feel like that's me with Fog Lake, because you're like, I'm a huge Fog Lake fan. And I'm like, I know Fog Lake. I know they're on my playlist, but I wouldn't be able to tell you like, this is my Fog Lake song.
I don't know why, but sometimes I will literally like, just unconsciously lie about things to try to, I'm not saying I'm a compulsive liar, but like sometimes people will like ask me about something and I won't even like think, it'll be like, yeah, I know that. And then they'll like ask a specific question and then it'll just make me look so dumb. And I'm like, oh, I'm not a liar. I'm not a bad person.
That's how I felt. I don't want you guys to think I'm a liar.
But, you're great.
But I'm glad you're here. You're about to play Babies All Right here in New York. It's your first time playing a show outside of California. How's that feel? How do you feel about this tour? How's it been?
It's surreal. It's amazing. Such an honor to be here.
It's everything we've dreamed of.
Yeah.
The tour is called Everything We've Dreamed Of because that's like one of the lines in Dividends. It's like, everything I dream of always ends up going bad, but not this. This is going great. We sold out a couple of our somewhat like local venues. That was crazy. It's the most like bewildering thing to see people singing a song that like maybe we released like 2 years ago that we never got the chance to perform, and then people like singing it back to you as loud as they can with every like piece of them. It's crazy. It's really cool. Float to the Ceiling has been like the most lit song for us live, and the second show in San Diego was like a surreal moment for me, like where I literally almost couldn't sing because I was smiling so hard because I was like, oh my gosh, everyone was just jumping. Yeah, it was crazy. It's really cool though.
Well, yeah, what's that like? Because I know you put out, like right when you've been putting out music, a bulk of it's been when there weren't shows and when there weren't people. And like, that's also where people found you, which I think is interesting, is they were finding your music without shows. And so now you're able to connect with fans like in live, in person, see them move, see like the reactions that your music has. So I know it's like been a lot of like with seeing it there locally, but how's it been? Like, I guess you haven't played, so I can't say that, but you're going like nationally. It sounds very similar to the same question, but seeing the people, the reactions live, how's that been on these early shows?
Well, for me, it's almost been kind of nice that we had such a long time, like, without feeling the pressure, or not necessarily the pressure, because we've always like dreamed and like wanted to do live shows, but to be able to kind of be in like a state of hibernation where we're in like our little home studios for years, literally without ever performing, just working on things and kind of like doing a lot of like self-discovery and figuring out what works, figuring out what sounds good, figuring out what's authentically us.
Yeah.
And then now we're at this point where we're like so confident with like the brand and where Dwellers is going sonically, visually, and just as like as a whole, that to bring that to the live space, we were more confident than ever that it's going to be something that's like a lifelong thing, you know. Absolutely. That like we want to tour the whole country, like every year we want to tour the world, like,
yeah.
And that I feel like we've achieved that sort of like confidence and that vision in like unison with that like time that we spent just like cooped up, you know.
Yeah.
And to see the people, yeah, once again, to see the people liking the music,
yeah,
which we've never seen before in person, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's,
you see faces instead of like avatars on social media or wherever you've seen it in the past.
Yeah.
You talked about it being like something that you've both dreamed of and this was dreamt of and come together in your college when you were roommates. But how much has like music as a whole? I know Joey was saying that he helped teach you music, but how much did you both see yourself pursuing music like the way that you're doing it now?
I've always wanted to do music my whole life. That's all I've ever wanted to do. So for me, I would be doing music even if Dwellers didn't take off. I think we'd still be doing it and pursuing it as hard as we are now. But I've always just wanted to play music for a living and wanted to produce and be creative. So, yeah.
Joey's my biggest inspiration.
Yeah.
I remember when, like, one of the first times I heard him singing was at this, like, thing that he started with our drummer, who's actually drumming with us on this tour. Okay. His name's Tanner. Was on like this hillside, and I remember I was with my girlfriend at the time, and she was like sitting in between my legs, and we were listening to you sing I just want to burn for you. And I was like dang, bro, this dude can steal my girl right now. Like with that voice, like I know my girlfriend's probably like swooning over this voice right now. And I just like, I've always just had such an appreciation for Joey's artistry, and that I think me like rooming with him became this thing where it's like I just personally have so many things that, like everybody, that I've like kind of hold in, and I needed an outlet, and music became my outlet.
Oh, that's
where like some of these songs have come from. Some of these songs have come from us just like bonding together as friends, as people, as individuals, and it's been a really cool route for us to get to know each other better, but to get to like understand the world kind of.
Absolutely.
It's been our lens that we see everything through.
Well, I love what you said with like even getting to know each other better, because you guys have known each other. I couldn't tell because in the bio it's like at one point it's lifelong friends and at one time acquaintances since childhood. And so then I think it's like you said you've grown together through music. So like, can you tell me a little bit about like what your friendship was before college? Cause I laughed. Another place I lie is I met someone the other day and they knew someone that I knew. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's my best friend. And I'm like, really? They're not. They just, I know them. We both think this person's cool. Yeah. So I'm going to be like, yeah, we're way close, but we're not. And so I was curious, like what was your guys' relationship before college? And like, also how's it evolved? Like coming together and creating a project together, and what started it? Like, when was it like, let's actually start putting stuff out rather than just like talking and hanging as friends?
Well, we've known each other since about sixth grade. We played in the same basketball camp. So that's when first like were introduced to each other. But we weren't friends then, but then we played on the same basketball team in like seventh grade.
Okay.
Joey was the star. I was the bench warmer.
No. I was not the star. But
we were indifferent like it was a level thing. He was up here, I was right here.
Even though
he won't admit it.
No, we were friends though in seventh and eighth grade. Then we went to the same high school, so we would see each other, and I always liked Brent a lot.
Yeah.
I was just like, this guy's cool. And he was like always like kind of mysterious and cool, artsy and stuff. So I was like, this guy's rad.
I was a thespian. I was in theater and stuff. That was like the extent of my artistic expression.
Okay. Yeah, I played sports in high school. In high school a little bit. And then once college hit, we ended up rooming together because he was the only person that I knew. So I texted him. I was like, hey, do you want to be my roommate? And that's when we just got really, really close. We would stay up like pretty much every single night till like 3 a.m. gaming and talking and playing. Yeah, still do. Yeah, nothing's changed too much.
Yeah.
And that's when we really figured out that we had a really strong connection with each other and had a lot of similar life experiences and perspectives. And,
That's awesome. But when did it like become a project where it's like, we're instead of just like living in your room to now like millions of people?
I remember Joey taught me the first two chords I ever learned on guitar. And then for the next like 2 months, I just played those chords. It's like super loud. When I'd go home, I'd play them on like this little amp that I got from my other friend. And then that, I don't know, we would always just kind of like talk like with no expectation, just about like, yo, we gotta start a band or something, I don't know. And then I think I sent Joey this like melody that I wrote on those two chords.
Yeah.
And then that's what turned into And Then We'll Be Alright, which was our first track we released. And it was just super seamless and kind of crazy, because I think when we were working on that song, we didn't really have, we had no expectation. Like, we had like dreams and like aspirations, and we like knew that it could go somewhere if we wanted to, but we didn't necessarily want to like, all right, we gotta do all this stuff, make an album, then we're gonna tour the world. Like, that was kind of just like, dude, we should make music. It's sick. And it's just like two friends jamming, and it's kind of just organically progressed into what it is today. And that's what I love about it, is that at the end of it all, it's kind of just two homies.
Well, that's what it's cool. And I think like, I want to say like how cool it is, because you talked about it being this forever thing, but it's like ultra cool because you guys are friends and you can feel your friendship. We just had a photo shoot for the listeners, and you could feel that these are like friends that are like in one of the poses, like our photographer Pablo pointed out, he's like, you can tell your homies by like this pose, like that you're comfortable doing that. And like, I think that that's what it shows. But also like, Joey, like you talked about, Joey helped you kind of find a creative lens through music. And then Joey, you've been able to see him like pick it up, and you guys are killing it. Like, so what's that been like? Is like, one, like your friend showing you like your creative lens, and then also watching your friend like show, and now you're going to be like on stages together and like 1,000 people, or I don't know the caps at these venues. I've been to Babies All Right. It feels like 1,000 people to me, but I don't know. I don't think it is. But what's that like for you guys?
My initial reaction to that is kind of just like, I'm just honored to be able to do it with him.
Yeah.
And I mean, for me, like I know it is crazy. Like, it hasn't hit me that so many people like listen to our music. Like, to me, it's like a lot, you know. But at the same time, when I think about Joey, I think of Joey on like the same level as like some of the greatest like musicians that I know of. Like, so there's still like a part of me that just wants the world to like see Dwellers, and to especially see Joey like just full, like to the full extent of what I know like he's capable of, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're getting there, and that's what's like so cool and exciting about it. But I just think the world of Joey's artistry, and I want the world to hear your voice more, dude. I want Joey to sing more.
Well, the artistry is crazy, and like the lyrics and production that you guys have is insane. You do it all yourself from
all
what I saw. Yeah. And I'm like, it's so good. And I wondered like how much, like you just signed with Island, how much are you like, how much will that stay? How much is it? But it's like, I don't want it to change. But, like it's sick, but like how, like, I don't know. Like there's just so much with it that it feels like more like reading your bio, the music that you make feels much more than just like a college apartment that was built together. It's like you can tell the work that, like you said, you've always dreamed of it, because there's so much put into like the production side that I think like you have like a signature sound and only like what, 6-7 songs release. I don't know the full catalog.
I think 10 11.
I might have just like Spotify was acting up, I quickly counted, but like even still 10, and you have a signature sound to where like listeners of it will know, like when there's a new song, like that's a Dweller song, and I think that's pretty rad. But so how much will, like, are you gonna stay doing the production all together? Have you crossed that bridge yet, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I think we want to keep as much as we can in house. I think that if there's like a right partner that we can collaborate with, that would be really, really cool. And it's just nice because me and Bren will like mix and master everything ourselves too, so having help with that end of it too, I think it will be really, really nice.
Yeah.
So we can focus. Someone who can just
go somewhere else,
do it better, you know, like have a different perspective and get it done. And I mean, with like the signature sound thing, I think a lot of that is just Bren's voice too. It's just, it's so powerful and unique. So, I think whatever.
It's definitely a production thing too. You can tell a Dweller song.
Quit selling yourself short. Basketball and the production side, you can tell, dude. Man. Joey's the most humble guy we're finding out.
But
not me, man.
I'm not humble at all.
I'm the greatest of all time.
but yeah. So, yeah, I think we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But I would be excited to work with other producers and mixers.
Totally.
And
Joey's gonna be a captain there.
No, there you go. I also want to talk about, I loved what Joey said when you're talking about the band, and it's when you listen to us, I want to assure you that you are not alone in your overthinking and your struggles. I think I overthink as much as anyone, and so hearing that also from so much of the band is based, like the name Dwellers is about overthinking, like when you realize the songs, your guys' overthinking is much more productive than me, and like how it's more powerful thoughts than what I overthink about. But tell me about like the overthinking aspect of the band and also putting it into song and how you're able to turn that into art.
A majority of our overthinking is not productive, at least momentarily. But I think the catalog in the songs that we've created are good examples of when it has turned into something productive and kind of, it's just us trying to make something beautiful from all of that existentiality and just like identity crisis, you know. there's been a lot of periods of dread in the process of us trying to get Dwellers off the ground, and that's all just like self-imposed kind of. But with that being said, music for us, I know it's something that we've like talked about a lot with each other. We just want to make the Dwellers music feel how I felt when I was in high school driving down PCH crying listening to Current Joys. something feelings that I didn't understand but that I could resonate with in with the music, you know. Because we never want to be like one of those bands that's like, we make music to like help people. Like, it's not that, because like it could be that maybe, but you're never gonna like be able to force that on someone. It's just being authentic with your own subjective experience and then someone experiencing that world and relating to it and applying it to their own life. So if we can even like achieve a small piece of that with our songs and with the music that we put out, that means the world to us. That's like It's just amazing.
No, and I think you do, and I liked what you said. With, I mean, even dividends is a powerful idea, and the things that you connect there with, like, I'm imperfect, but I can still care and love someone and cherish someone, as you said, but also, like, recognizing, like, things going on in the world and, like, how you can grow from pain and other trials. And I like that, but I also, like, that's a good one that shows it, but I also want to talk about the song that it's not even released yet, but I listened to it and it's incredible, and I think it's going to be, like, one of those songs that did exactly what you were describing, and it's End of It All, and that song is incredible. That's one where I've, like, have the, like, email link in my phone and I keep going back to since I've got it in the last few days, and I'm super excited for it. I know it's early. I know there's not much information about it right now, but what can you say about that and End of It All and how it feels and how it was created, because I think there's some lyrics there that will really resonate with people.
I remember hearing one of the verses for that song, like, it was one of the first songs that Brent wrote. It was, like, one of the first demos he sent me. It was from, like, a section of a song.
It was a song called Hola Adios.
Yeah. Okay. I remember, and I was like, this is incredible. And it was a great, great song, but I feel like the full song wasn't, like, mm-hmm. complete, sort of, like, to take that part out of, like, one of the first songs that Brent ever, like, first, like, lines he ever wrote, you know, and then put it into this, like, song that turned into something completely else. Yeah. Like, really, it was cool to watch. It was, like,
dang, yeah,
pieces into the puzzle to create this beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, that, the original, like, foundation of that song was built around this girl that broke up with me. And it was like saying, like, if you don't love me, then, like, hola adios, hello goodbye. And then that kind of got redistributed into this this song that became End of It All, because it kind of has been serving as, like, a big picture song for us. Like, at the end of everything, looking back on our lives, looking back on the breakups, on the fun concerts, on the label deals, on the fans, on the dread, the existentiality. I hope we did it. I hope we lived a life that was worth living, you know? I hope that we rolled with the punches and made something worth living for, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's kinda what that song is for us. So it's like, it's a pretty like dense topic, you know, to like touch on for us, but yeah, it's been we're still it's a dope song.
It's a special song. I'm telling you, it's one that, like, I love it already, and so I'm excited to see what happens with it. I know we're close on time, so I'm gonna have to leave some questions on the cutting room floor here, and I hope one day we can talk again and go back to it. But put me in the room. I have two questions. Put me in the room when Justin Bieber posts you guys on his Instagram story and you find that out.
We were outside of this coffee shop near our house. And then I think I looked at my phone and there was just like a bunch of Instagram notifications. Yeah. I was like, what is going on right now? And I think I was like, dude, Justin Bieber posted us.
Yeah.
And Brent thought I was joking for like a
while. We were with my mom or something.
I think we were with your dog.
Yeah. Didn't we like have some psychic connection that like happened before we even knew or something? Something was off that day. I don't know, because like when he told me that Justin Bieber posted us, I was like, I knew that. I was like I knew that for some reason. I like felt it. I don't know what it was. It was so weird. But then it hit me, and I like ran around the parking lot or something. It was pretty funny. It was like right before we had like a meeting with a label too that day. So like we went into the meeting. We're like, yeah, you can see us on Justin Bieber's story.
That's insane.
But yeah, that was really cool.
Well, and he like didn't even put words. There was nothing, but it was like still like I can't imagine being there for that.
Yeah, it's wild.
But then I have to ask, like, what's next? You got to ask every interview, kind of looking ahead. What's next for Dwellers? Where do you guys see? Like, you're on your first tour, but like, what's next? I know you guys think ahead a lot.
Yeah, we're going on a big tour that we haven't announced yet.
Okay,
we're opening up for someone really cool. We're really excited for that. We're about to finish our first album.
Okay. Wow.
And then more tours and more albums. and a movie.
That's right.
Is the movie real?
Maybe.
I can see
we'll
it.
We'll see.
I can see it. I know, yeah. Like, there's a lot of pairing with, like you've already said at the beginning, like, sonically, visually, and all these things, and possibly clothing brand, but that was past, yeah. That was off the record, but, okay. Thank you all for being here. Thanks for joining the Road Trip Players podcast. I really enjoyed it, and look forward to sharing this with everyone.
Sweet, thank you so much.
It was amazing getting to talk to you. Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you both, and yeah.
Okay. All right, awesome.
There's pizza if you want. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the conversation that I had with Brandon and Joey from Dwellers. I really loved it. I love their music. Make sure to stream all of their new music. Keep an eye out. Follow them on social media to keep an eye out for the music that we talked about. And yeah, thank you again for listening. As always, rate, subscribe, review, do all of those things. And go check out the photo gallery. Our photographer did a really wonderful job. I love how they turned out. I think it adds a lot to what we did. And so go check out everything on roadtripplaylist.com. And don't forget to subscribe and wait for another episode next week. Thank you so much.